Omar Diger Yusuf, chairperson of FFC, says the coalition wants to see a stable Sudan. He urged the rival parties in the country to stop the ongoing fighting and allow humanitarian access to aid agencies supporting people in towns across Sudan.
We believe, as a majority of Sudanese, that war is not a way to resolve differences and is not an option for Sudanese. Therefore, the top priority is to stop the war immediately in order to stop the suffering and humanitarian catastrophe that strikes millions of Sudanese and open the way for peaceful political negotiation for all Sudanese to solve their problems through dialogue.
President Salva Kiir initiated the 2 days consultative for the coalition in South Sudan's capital Juba. President Kiir's security advisor Tut Kew Galwak says South Sudan government is seeking the opinions of Sudanese on how to address the political crisis in Sudan.
The invitation of the president is so that you can tell us what are some of the solutions to the conflict in Sudan, so that we can talk to others about it, because if a solution comes from you, since you are the ones who know what transpired in Sudan, what we will agree on here today, we will be able to work on it so that we can see how to bring stability to our country, Sudan.
Stephen Diumatok, South Sudan Minister of Investment, mediated the talks that led to the signing of the 2020 Juba Peace Agreement. He says his team is consulting with other Sudanese political parties to find an amicable solution to the ongoing fighting in Sudan. Matok says the Juba meeting is aimed at engaging members of the Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC, coalition to look for solution to the ongoing fighting across some parts of Sudan.
We have agreed that this consultation, they must have to continue to reach out all political forces in Sudan except the National Congress Party, but the other political groups has to be invited by His Excellency the President to come to Juba and consult with them, which actually aim at stopping the conflict. It is also important to have the warring parties, especially the Sudan Armed Forces and the RSF. They should come to Juba in order to have a cessation of hostility and ceasefire, so that the political process should have to start.
The chairperson of FFC says his coalition is ready to meet and consult with other parties to the conflict in Sudan. Yusuf says Sudanese political parties should sign an agreement to chart the way for a lasting solution to the conflict.
It should contain basic principles. On top of that, there should be an agreement on unity of Sudan, the land and its people, and on democracy and federalism of the government. There should be one army, and it is in a process of justice and comprehensive transitional justice that would address the economic situation and the dismantling of empowerment and all issues of establishment.
The fighting between Sudan's military and a paramilitary group has entered its seventh month. The United Nations estimates that 9,000 people have been displaced and another 5.6 million were forced to flee their homes during the conflict. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.